This is The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW, the show that brings you valuable information about real estate, the financial markets, and other economic business of the day. Your host, Edward Brown, is a nationally recognized expert on money and investing who has appeared on CNN and has published numerous articles in national business magazines and newspapers. Now, your host for The Best of Investing, Edward Brown.
Welcome. You're listening to The Best of Investing. I'm your host, Edward Brown, along with my co-host, Nam Phan of Pacific Private Money and Patty Cohen of Compass Realty. Our phone number is 888-912-1190. Use that number to answer the trivia questions for a five-pack tanning certificate given away during this show. That certificate's not sponsored by the radio station, but by Tan Bella Tanning Salon with two locations in San Francisco and one in Marin. Check them out. Today's trivia theme is numbers. Okay? Trivia questions about numbers.
Numbers.
Yeah. All right. Nam, you got a couple of articles you want to share.
Yeah. So this article was published, I think, in today's Housing Wire. Why aren't millennials buying homes? A bunch don't understand mortgages. That's all in this title. So why would you need to read further if they give you the answer right away? But anyway, that's probably not the only answer. And it says, while the number of millennial homeowners is rapidly increasing, a recent survey from LendEDU showed that 42% have yet to buy a house. So out of the 1,000 people that were surveyed, they were between the ages of 23 and 38. Almost 90% of the non-homeowners responded that they aspire to homeownership. So homeownership is still very much in the line of sight of millennials. But when asked how many years they were away from that goal, largest percentage, 65%, estimated it would be 1 to 5 years before they were homeowners.
Biggest
delay? Finances.
Finances, yeah.
So it was concerning, albeit not surprising, to see debt-related answers take up a combined 21% of the answers. Millennials struggle with debt, especially related to student loans, as you know we hear in the press a lot. Of course, not all of it was financial. Of those waiting to buy a home, 26% felt that they had insufficient savings. Another response included 24% citing low income, 70% with low credit, and 8% saying they hadn't found the right home yet. Mm-hmm. So what's interesting is, I don't know, being in the Bay Area, what markets have the most opportunities for millennials? Because I think, in Marin and certainly Southern Marin, it's probably people who have, it's probably millennials, but they might be buying their second home. Maybe they can get a starter in a condo, but there aren't that many really condo or townhome opportunities in Marin.
Right. No, there isn't. And we're seeing many people coming from the city that, are doing their second home, but the second home is like $1.5 million. Millennials coming into the Bay Area in the suburbs are pretty much, their price range is about $1.5 million on average.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do they have that much cash? I mean, how much are they doing those 3% FHA deals? Or
no.
20% down?
FHA, the limit is something like $700,000. So we don't even do any FHAs around here.
Okay.
Or VAs.
So they have 20% down. They have $300,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe mom and dad.
Maybe mom and dad. Bonus. Some of these guys' bonuses are amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And then probably a lot of millennials who can come here are coming here because of tech opportunities or, coming out of college and or having been in the workplace for a while, but moving up, the ladder in terms of software companies.
Yeah. Well, speaking of the tech opportunities, you had talked a few months ago about the unicorns and all that. Well, it showed in the Bay Area over $3 million market for the second quarter dramatically increased.
Okay.
And much of the money they're getting, they're putting into real estate.
Okay. That's interesting.
Yeah, maybe because the stock market's been a little bit fluctuating.
Or at its sort of peak, kind of bumping along a peak. But we haven't revisited the whole unicorn conversation for several months now.
Yeah. Explain to the audience when you say unicorn.
You know that kind of thing that looks like a horse?
Oh, yeah. That one with the horn?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
There's thousands coming into town.
Thousands of unicorns. No, unicorn in, I guess, tech parlance are those rare companies that reach $1 billion in valuation. And in the Bay Area, there's actually quite a few unicorns.
Mm-hmm.
So, but this year, at the beginning of the year, we were talking about all of the companies that were planning to go public, like Lyft and Uber. Who else was that? I can't remember now who else was on that list. Airbnb, I think, was planning. I don't know if they've gone public yet. But we were saying that, you know, what was the, you know, it was, we're referring to the Facebook effect. When Facebook went public many years ago, the average sales price or activity kind of radiating from their headquarters went up.
Yeah.
And so there was a...
Well, how many instant millionaires were there?
Measurable, increase. And so it sounds like what you're saying, Patty, is in Q2, we're seeing that, but at the 3 million on up.
Yes. And mostly in Santa Clara. Yeah. Here's a quote. Of all the homes sold over 3 million, majority in Santa Clara, followed by San Mateo and San Francisco. Mm-hmm. The Bay Area... So there was Uber, Slack, Pinterest, and Zoom.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They didn't, you know, this. There was a report that came out. It didn't specify how many, but basically they're looking at over 3 million. But yeah.
Wow.
Okay. I guess that makes sense. I mean, because the average home price in these markets is like a million something.
Right? Yes.
That makes sense.
A million, yes.
A little over a million. So 3 million is not necessarily the average price, but, you know, the affordable range for these instant millionaires.
Well, I mean, the average price, I mean, you can talk about like Contra Costa County and go a little further out, but the average price these days is about $1.5 million, $1.7 million.
Wow.
Average. And median's not that different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay, hey, we're going to cut to our first commercial break here. The trivia theme is numbers, all right? Mm-hmm. How many notes are there on a standard piano? How many notes? All right. That's our trivia question. Call 888-912-1190. Be the first caller with the correct answer, and you're going to win that tanning certificate, which is worth over $100, sponsored by Tan Bella, two locations in San Francisco and one in Marin. Trivia question again is, how many notes are there on a standard piano? All right. Stay with us. You're listening to The Best of Investing. And when we come back, we've got some more articles to share, some emails, and some deals of the week. Don't touch that dial. We're going to be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Have you wondered how the banks make all their money? Have you ever wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, our clients are doing just that. For over a decade, clients at Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured by primarily Bay Area real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent, above-market returns on your savings and retirement accounts. Let's face it, most of us are not on track to achieve the level of retirement income we'll need to fund the lifestyle we want. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost the income in your retirement accounts. Annual yields of 7.5% and more are not uncommon using these simple strategies. Join the thousands of Bay Area residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing today. For more information, call us at 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
Equal housing lender. License County Area 0189744. All investments have inherent risk and your results may vary. The station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
Come on board the Hornblower Cruises for a few hours of unbeatable San Francisco views and culinary excellence. Enjoy a multi-course meal, first-class service, and after-dinner dancing for an unforgettable night on the water. Treat yourself to a four-course dinner while taking in iconic landmarks aboard one of our San Francisco dinner cruises. Escape the restaurant crowds of the cities as you indulge in a meal crafted on board by our chefs with local, seasonal ingredients. Whether you want to take a spin on the dance floor or take in the sights from the top deck, a Hornblower dinner cruise is an experience you won't soon forget. There's dinner on a boat, then there's dinner on a Hornblower yacht. Visit hornblower.com to book your cruise today. www.hornblower.com.
Attention Bay Area homeowners. Pacific Private Money has a loan program that can help you buy your next home right now. No need to wait to sell your existing home first. Our unique bridge loan lets you tap the equity in your current home to provide up to 100% financing on the home you wish to buy. We're friendly, fast, and ready to help you right now. Call us today for more information. 415-883-2150. That's 415-883-2150. Or visit us at pacificprivatemoney.com.
Equal Housing Lender. License Cal DRE 01897444.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. Edward Brown here along with Nam Phan and Patty Cohen. First trivia question was, how many notes are there on a standard piano?
Patty? 88.
Oops, 88. Sorry. 88. That is correct.
Wow.
88.
Dialed it in. I got help.
You got help from your daughter. Okay. I want to make a quick mention here for the Hornblower Cruises. Yet again, those guys are great sponsors of the radio show. So, you know, they've got first-class service, multi-course meal, and after-dinner dancing for an unforgettable night on the water. Treat yourself to a four-course dinner while taking in iconic landmarks aboard the San Francisco Dinner Cruise. Check them out. Hornblower.com. Been on there many times. It's an excellent cruise if you've never done it. Very reasonably priced, and you get to go on the bay and have a
tour the shipyard in Oakland.
Yeah. I gotta do that.
Go underneath the Golden Gate Bridge.
It's probably been 25 years. Really? Gotta do it.
It's still good.
Have you ever driven onto Treasure Island?
And no, I actually haven't.
You really should. It's really? Actually, the views are amazing.
Pretty amazing? Okay. Yeah.
You know what's hard to understand? The views are amazing. It's prime real estate, and a lot of people that live there are Section 8. It's definitely different.
Like,
I don't know why.
You can't own on Treasure Island, I don't think. I think it's all like for rentals or something.
Interesting.
Like that,
so. Wow. There's some politics in there. I don't know how that.
Yeah.
Happened.
I don't know what the.
You got that. It's the same thing with San Quentin. They got little kind of nice views there.
Very
from
nice
the prison.
Views.
Government housing.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, Patty, we have an email that comes in. It says, how long should someone stage their house before it sells? What's the.
Yeah.
The answer to that one.
Well, I mean, then there's two questions really in that, like to stage or not to stage, and how long does the property take to sell?
Yeah.
And for sure, if you stage a house, it's going to sell quicker.
Okay.
And it's going to sell for more.
All right.
And there's so many studies done on that. And at the same time, I most of the time recommend staging.
Okay.
And
you have to find a good stager too. I mean, I'm sure some people.
Oh, there's tons of them.
Some people probably stage and go, yeah, this one took a lot longer than it should have.
Yeah. You know, well, I mean, we have so many great stagers. Like, we're all over the Bay Area. It's a high-end market. So there are people that specialize in mid-century modern, Victorians. Like, these people are, and it's mostly women, they are pros. They know how to twist a house and for not much money or for a lot of money.
Yeah.
And, you know, so how much does staging cost? Well, staging is a broader, most people think, you know, bringing furniture in a vacant house.
Yeah.
It's so much more than that. Now staging is landscaping, remodeling kitchens, remodeling bathrooms. I mean, I'm helping people with my listings do those kinds of things every day.
Hmm.
And I don't recommend anything that's not going to be a 3 to 4 times return on investment. So, and it really depends on the price range, blah, blah, blah. But if you put in $10,000, you're going to expect to get $30,000 to $40,000 back.
Wow.
More than when you would have if you didn't stage.
Yeah.
But something like a kitchen, is that really going to drive?
That's expensive.
You know, are you going to get that kind of multiple?
It's perfect that you asked that because there was just another study done that basically, and this is true, I've seen it over and over, you're going to get the same return most of the time by putting in $10,000 versus $50,000.
Okay.
So it's what we do to the kitchen. I mean, we're taking old, dated counters, that, you know, those tile, grouty, thick grout and small tiles.
Yeah.
Just going over them in concrete
sometimes.
Okay. And then we're painting cabinets, putting new knobs on them, and the painting of the cabinets makes it look like it's...
Okay, so you're not talking about a huge, remodeled kitchen. Mm-hmm. You're talking about upgrading certain things.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Because that makes it, you know, you always hear kitchens and bathrooms, you know, if you're going to put money into remodeling, that's where you do it rather than, you know, a swimming pool or something. But But what I'm hearing from you, though, is kind of minor touch-up type of stuff.
Yeah, you're not tearing out the kitchen.
Yeah, exactly. You're not tearing it out.
And almost always, you know, for $100, you can get a wonderful lighting. So in all those rooms, like, people don't realize how dated they are. So switch out the lighting. Switch out the knobs. Uh-huh. I mean, you know, the faucets, because it's just designed obsolescence. Like, oh, we're not doing stainless steel anymore. Now we're doing brushed gold. Gold is back. Oh, like, everybody pulled gold out. Gold is back. Huh. So, and now, like, believe it or not, black cabinets, gray cabinets, navy cabinets, they're in. Paint them. They look like brand new with brushed gold, and you're like, restoration hardware.
So my my outhouse doesn't work very well. I need to have indoor
plumbing. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Right. So basically staging, you know, especially now that everyone's doing it, you need to keep up with the Joneses.
That's right. Competition.
And millennials aren't interested in doing anything. They don't have the vision. They don't have the bandwidth.
Okay.
They don't have the interest, and they don't have the ability.
So they want plug and play, as they say. Just turnkey.
They want turnkey.
Well,
in terms of, got it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And now homeowners, they are often saying, you know what, I don't know where to start. I've lived like this. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing anything. But I can tell you what, Compass has a program where we will pay for these things up front, and then it just comes out in escrow. And we can recommend people. All they have to do is sign off on the process.
That's fantastic.
It's fantastic.
That is so convenient. And it's not costing them any more than it would anyway, because they'd have to outlay it. This way it just comes out of escrow.
Right.
Patty, how do people get hold of you for questions like that?
So I'm with Compass, and it's Patty Cohn, C-O-H-N. I'm at 415-722-4842.
Okay.
Yeah. And I had somebody ask me the other day when I was telling them, a seller, and they said, what do? Like, mark it up like 40%? It's like, there is no markup. There's no interest charge.
Wow.
It's just the way we're doing it. And it's a unique thing that no other companies do.
Yeah.
How much generally would you say staging increases the sales price?
Well, it depends. It has to be done correctly. So basic staging, like the cheapest you're going to get, is like $5,000. That's, you know, doing like, maybe, you know, a couple of rooms. You're doing living room, dining room, bedroom, family room, and then fluffing stuff in the...
Is that per month?
Good question. Usually it's a two-month. It's going to start to get longer, but it's a two-month contract. And then... And usually they don't go over, but these days it is. So the carryover is you're doing a monthly charge.
Okay.
Mm. And, that just varies by stager, but, you know, $1,000 or $1,500.
That's not too unreasonable.
Yeah. But here's the mistake some people make is sellers pulling the staging, because back to the question is how long should you leave the staging in until it sells?
Until it sells. Right. Yeah. Well, especially if you know, $5,000 for 2 months and then another $1,000 or $1,500 per month. Yeah, if you pull the staging and that means you're not going to sell,
increases your days on market. Yeah,
I mean,
do you
change for staging? Do you say, hey, Mr. Stager, Mrs. Stager, you didn't stage this well?
Yeah,
well,
I mean, everybody wants to blame the stager, blame the realtor.
Yeah, exactly.
It's usually
price.
Yeah, for the right price, things will sell.
Yeah, so we'll definitely want to talk about pricing. How to price your home now that we were talking about before the show.
Wow, I almost missed this. We've got to cut to another commercial break. I had such interesting stuff we were talking about. I almost got one of those canes to take my neck away to say, hey, okay. So we're talking numbers here. You ready for this one? How I can't even read.
What?
Thank you. What number have you rolled in a game of craps if you roll boxcars?
Okay.
So we're talking dice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For all those gambling people out there. Call 888-912-1190. Be the first caller with the correct answer. You're going to win that tanning certificate worth over $100. What number have you rolled in a game of craps if you roll boxcars? All right. When we come back, I know we want to get into some articles, but Nam, we have an interesting question for you about interest rates on residential and commercial, and then want to hear about Deal of the Week. Stay with us, audience. You are listening to The Best of Investing. We're going to be right back.
You're listening to The Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown. For more information, visit bestofinvesting.com. That's bestofinvesting.com. More in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
Are you tired of the low yields that banks are paying on your savings and CDs? Are you frustrated by the uncertainty in the stock market? Would you like to learn about a simple, high-yield investment opportunity that features both safety and security features? At Pacific Private Money, our clients earn yields starting at 7%, and their capital is secured by real estate at conservative loan-to-values. If you're looking for a secure way to boost the yields on your savings and IRAs, you owe it to yourself to visit our website at PacificPrivateMoney.com or call us at 415-883-2150. That's PacificPrivateMoney.com or call us at 415-883-2150.
Equal housing lender. License CalDRE 01897444. All investments have inherent risk and your results may vary. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
This is Mark Hanf, co-host of The Best of Investing. Can you believe how long we've been living in this era of low interest rates? It's been for most of this decade. And when we were all expecting rates to go up this year, now we're finding out that low rates will likely continue through 2020. If you're among the rapidly growing segment of people entering retirement age, I'm sure you're concerned over the challenge of growing your retirement savings. And you're not alone. Pacific Private Money has a solution for those seeking ways to significantly boost yields you earn on your retirement savings. And we do it with safety and security features not found in traditional investments like stocks and mutual funds. For more information on how you can supercharge your retirement savings with annual yields of 7% or more, that's right, 7% or more, contact us at 415-883-2150 or visit us at PacificPrivateMoney.com.
Equal housing lender. License CalDRE 01897444. All investments have inherent risk and your results may vary. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing one more time. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Mark. Mark's not here. Nam Phan's here because Mark's not here. And Patty Cohen. All right. What number have you rolled in a game of craps if you roll boxcars?
Patty?
Double fours?
No.
No.
It's not?
Double sixes.
I said sixes, and I was going to make a joke about it. Okay.
Yeah, no. Sixes is boxcars. Oh. All right. See, that we know you're not this big craps players. Okay, craps
player. I know
player.
I look like it, but yeah.
By the way, again, you look very nice today.
Why, thank you.
You're very welcome. Nam, question comes in from a listener. It says, do you charge the same rates for residential loans as commercial loans? So, get to tell a little bit about Pacific Private Money.
So Pacific Private Money, we are Plan B when Plan A conventional financing isn't an option. And that option can be for a lot of different reasons. Sometimes it's because they've simply run out of time, or it's a type of loan that a bank conventional lender won't do. Or, you know, it's just sometimes a borrower's not yet qualified for bank financing, like their credit's not where it needs to be. But anyway, so your question was, are rates on commercial versus residential, is there a difference? Generally, and our focus is mostly residential, but I would say generally they're in this same ballpark. Yeah, and really the rates on either side, residential or commercial, can go be higher or lower, really depending on the sort of risk level of the deal, how complex it is, and sometimes how soon they need the loan. But our rates are generally in the nines.
Okay.
On a, you know, first position lien loan, or it can be, you know, 10 or up if it's seconds, if it's a second or junior lien. So really the rate question is generally it's going to be about the same. Fees and points about the same as well. So we don't usually have too much of a disparity between the two.
All right. Now, give us a deal of the week, because you're talking about the idea of Plan B when Plan A fails.
So this deal of the week is, you know, it's funny because I mentioned, I asked our lead senior underwriter, Rick, in the office. He said, hey, can you give me a deal of the week? He said, I don't want to give you this one because then everyone will think we do these and they're going to call us and send all your vineyard loans. So this one is actually a property in Sonoma County that has a vineyard on it.
Okay.
And the borrower came to us partly because they speed. Well, actually, that was one of the main reasons. And also, they, in order to get this loan, they would need to use other real estate as collateral that they weren't wanting to sell.
Okay.
Right. So they came to us. In this case, this was a loan for essentially only $560,000. Property value was $800,000 and has a vineyard on it, as I mentioned. But Again, they came to us because this opportunity kind of landed in their lap. They needed to close quickly, and they didn't have all of the available cash to close, as well as, you know, just a conventional lender wouldn't cross collateralize other properties. So make this loan, and they're going to be able to refinance us probably in about 6 months after title seasoning. So they have to be on title for 6 months before they'll be able to refinance. But that's going to, you know, pass by pretty quickly.
Okay, so short term, kind of a bridge loan until they get a regular bank to, yep, to cash you out.
Yep, exactly. Okay, so then, if people want to learn more about our loan products, then or they need a loan, they can call us at 415-883-2150 or go to our website, which is www.pacificprivatemoney.com.
And Pacific Private Money has some events coming up in October.
Yeah, so, you know, the deal of the week, you know, it highlights one side of our business, which is that we make loans. The other side of the business is that we use investor capital to make these loans, and investors in return earn, you know, pretty healthy returns, somewhere in the range of 7.5% to 8% in our fund or higher on individual trust deeds. And actually for July, we just got the return numbers in, and it was 7.77.
Oh,
return.
Very nice.
So that's a really healthy return. We're, you know, always battling yield compression because there's a lot of money coming into California for alternative finance, but we've been able to deliver some consistent returns.
And so these events that are in October?
Yeah, the events. You can, I keep trying to not answer that question. So, no, we have three events. It's been a while since we've had events. We have three coming up in October, October 16th, and these are all Wednesdays, the 23rd and the 30th. We're going to mix it up a little bit differently. They're all, we haven't identified the locations yet, but probably Marin, Alameda County, and maybe San Mateo County. But we'll come out with dates or locations next week. But the, you know, we're going to talk about the fund, but we're going to focus specifically on some of the tax advantages and of investing in the fund versus trust deeds. And there's a lot of really good content. People won't want to miss this event, so we want to make
specifically
sure.
Specifically because...
And also, we have a special guest appearance by Steve Moskowitz, who's a tax expert. Obviously, he's been in the Bay Area for practicing tax law for several
30
decades.
Something years.
Yeah,
30
something years. So we're excited. He's going to be at all three of events. So
bring your tax questions, because he's going to give some free advice.
Yeah, and specifically real estate related tax questions. Yeah. So
how do people get, if they wanted to sign up to come to one of these meetings, not knowing where they're at yet,
right,
how do they get in touch with you?
So still call us or go online, but call us at 415-883-2150, or you can go to our website, www.pacificprivatemoney.com, and fill out the contact form. We'll announce the locations probably on the next show.
Next couple, okay.
Yeah, or next couple of shows.
But at least people can be sign up to just get in, stay in contact with you.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. Good, Patty. You've got a couple more articles you want to share with us.
Well, yeah. Remember all the talk about these big, large institutional investors that were buying up houses,
yeah,
and all that,
yeah,
and most of them, and most of the rentals they own, and they're, you, yeah, know. So here's the thing. It's changed, and it's a very good time to have rental property.
Okay.
90% of the properties in the country are owned by single investors, and they own that, who own less than 10.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And in fact, 45% belong to investors with only one unit.
Okay.
Wow.
So, and so what's happening too is that there's, well, let's start here. Probably the stock market is probably peaking, right? Maybe real estate also, but at least with real estate, you can leverage, you can stay in it a long time.
Get some tax deduction.
Yes, a tax deduction, all of that. And then in a recent survey, a Duke University survey, 48% of U.S. CFOs predict that the U.S. will enter a recession before the 2020 presidential election. So that's like,
Wow, that's really a lot.
Yeah.
And it's sort of hard to believe. I think the Bay Area is a little bit insulated with, yeah, all the unicorns, but still. And we're seeing it in real estate. So what's happening in real estate right now is that we are in a neutral market.
Mm-hmm.
And buyers are behaving like it's a buyer's market. And sellers are behaving like it's a seller's market. That makes for really dicey field.
Like That almost sounds like no transactions happening.
Yeah, it's really tough.
Wow. Hmm.
So, and the truth of the matter is it's a neutral market.
All right, tell you what, we're going to continue on with that. We're going to cut to a break, but I want to continue on with that. It sounds very interesting. All right, you guys ready to do some math here? Get your calculators out and all that? We're talking numbers. What is 8 to the 0 power? You got to do some math. Take off your shoes and socks. Count your toes. And give us that answer. What is 8 to the 0 power? Call 888-912-1190. First caller with the correct answer is going to win that tanning certificate. Don't touch that dial. The Best of Investing will be right back.
For more information on today's topic, call Edward Brown directly at 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. The Best of Investing will continue in a moment on AM 1220 KDOW.
You probably heard about earning high returns investing in real estate through crowdfunding and other online platforms, but do you know where that real estate is located? At Pacific Private Money, we invest primarily in local Northern California real estate, and our clients earn yields of 7.5% secured by deeds of trust at conservative values. To find out more about one of the best-kept secrets in secured high-yield investing, go to PacificPrivateMoney.com or call 415-883-2150.
Equal housing lender. License Cal DRE 0189744. All investments have inherent risk, and your results may vary. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
For over a decade, Pacific Private Money has been providing investors with returns exceeding 7.5%. Pacific Private Money has a high-yield solution with safety and security features not found in many traditional investments. Our clients currently earn yields averaging 7.5%, secured by Northern California real estate at conservative values. This is a mortgage-secured investment currently paying 7.5%. For more information, go to PacificPrivateMoney.com or call 415-883-2150.
Equal housing lender. License Cal DRE 0189744. All investments have inherent risk, and your results may vary. This station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
Now, back to the Best of Investing with your host, Edward Brown, on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back to the Best of Investing. I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with Patty Cohen and Nam Phan. Ooh, I mixed it up.
Yes.
Crazy, you guys.
Confused
okay,
now.
Third trivia question. Get your Einstein hat on. What is 8 to the 0 power? Do some math.
8.
No.
0?
No.
1?
1.
1.
I'll explain it later.
Oh, I'm sure you know.
Yeah.
It is logical as to why it makes sense, you know. 8, let's say 8 to the 4th power divided by 8 to the 4th power.
Oh.
8, and you subtract them, yeah, and you get 0. But something divided by itself, as long as it's not 0, is 1.
Yeah.
I remember those tests
remember
in
those?
School.
Remember
yeah.
that?
Yeah, I remember. Okay. You had to show your work, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Excuse me, I just got a bloody nose.
Yeah. Okay. Patty, continue on, because we were talking a little bit about rental market, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, so there's the affordability crisis, which is basically leading to homelessness. But let's just say you can't afford to buy. It's leading people, more people, to rent.
Sure.
And here's a national survey. And it's not just the Bay Area. Here's a national survey. Invitation Homes, which owns 80,000 single family homes, and American Homes for Rent owns 53,000 homes. Invitation's same home occupancy rate ticked up 96.5%, and rents on leases during the period were up 5.3%. So the average rent nationwide is now $1,800. Like, how do people do it?
That's pretty expensive nationwide.
That is.
I know.
Yeah.
And occupancy and rent growth for American homes were up 96.5% and 4.75%, which the average was 16.20.
You know, and the thing is, it's not just the evil landlords being greedy,
right?
You know, because what a lot of people don't realize is, generally, costs go up.
Yeah.
PG&E, insurance, repairs,
right.
a carpet, you know, your refrigerator, and all this stuff, and usually it's the landlord who has to pay for that.
Yeah,
so. You know, people just assume the landlords are just making money hand over fist, and definitely some are. But, you know, it'd be nice if costs were controlled, then you wouldn't need rent control as much.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we attend a lot of events, and a lot of private lenders are there as well. And one of the segments, loan products, are their rental loan product, where they'll do I think it's a 30-year loan for people who want to acquire rental properties. Or properties to hold and rent out.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge growing segment of private lending.
Exactly. So. I mean, the stock market, you can't count on it.
Right.
And plus, with Trump, everything's so crazy. Like, yeah. We don't know what's going to happen next in the world.
Well, and 30-year paper, I mean, that's pretty, it's fixed, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. But I guess they're just combining it and throwing it onto the bond market or something, because the banks have to lessen their risk. They can't just assume, 30-year, that's fine.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Also, there's a lot of companies that are starting up that are trying to become like nationwide property management companies, where they're trying to streamline the process. So, because it's fragmented, you know, their property managers are usually like geographically specific.
Yes.
And, you know, they don't have a footprint bigger than a city, let's say. But there's a lot of companies that are trying to centralize all of that. You go to one company and you get property management, whether you bought the rental property in LA or Kansas. That's really hard, though, because
that's
at the
ridiculous.
End of the day, it comes down to the actual people who service the properties, and which is very hard to control.
Yeah. I mean, so the value of a property management, in my opinion, goes down more and more, because it used to be like they'll collect the rents and they'll give you a report. Now I put on all of my leases, you know, electronic payments only. So that's not really hard to calculate.
Right.
And part of the value is of a property manager is to recommend local good, reliable
service providers. Yeah.
So how can a national company do that?
Yeah, I think that's a big undertaking. Yeah.
I remember Warren Buffett had said, he goes, if I can figure out a way, this is during like 2009-10, because he knew real estate was at a low. He says, if I could figure out a way to manage all that property, he goes, I'd be buying up rentals.
Really?
And then I think he did Berkshire Hathaway after that.
Yeah.
Well, Berkshire Hathaway is just the real estate brokerage. Right? They own...
But he was thinking about actually buying rental.
Oh, yeah. Since he hasn't yet, then maybe I won't either. But that was interesting. Your article says that still the majority of the rentals out there are owned by mom and pops.
Yeah.
So this is a long way to go before some of these institutional buyers really get major market share.
I don't know how much they're getting in the game. Yeah. Remember, this was during when there was so many short sales REOs. And they were going so cheap. So the banks were carrying this inventory, that alone. Mm-hmm. But then there were large institutional investors that were buying some of it. And maybe they've gotten out of the business.
Yeah.
And maybe there's a reason for that, i.e. why did Berkshire, you know.
Sure, yeah. The prices have sort of hit kind of a peak, and they're pulling some money out of the market, the real estate market.
Or it just doesn't make sense. I mean, for on a large scale and managing it and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they were talking about the recession and how it's supposed to be before the election next year. You know, a lot of the reports, or most of the reports I read, still say, you know, the recession is not going to be caused by real estate. You know, it's not, the fundamentals of real estate are still really strong, and the housing market's stable.
Would it be by China? You know, that
could
sort
be
of trade war?
Like trade wars or global slowdown of the global economy in general.
And it can't go up all the time, right?
Yeah.
Nope. That's kind of correct. But I think real estate, we feel, at least in California, the Bay Area, that it's going to be fairly stable. Or if it does drop, it, you're not going to see what happened previously.
No, so. Exactly. And you know, I think maybe some of the reasons millennials aren't jumping in the game is it's the share economy, for one. But also, they lived through the great crash, or whatever we're going to call it, of 2008. And they're realizing, who says it's a great opportunity?
Right. Yeah. They're one of the generations that's taking on, trying to stay away from debt. And
yes.
Gen Z is even more debt averse,
yes, so, exactly.
Gen Which is kind of good. I mean, in general,
it's good.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, they saw the baby boomers just use their houses for ATM machines to buy whatever they wanted and travel.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Mom, Dad, what are you doing? You're taking my inheritance.
I know exactly. You know,
getting all your advice from your kids.
I know, it's funny. You kind of. I think my kids are pretty good. Well, of course, I'm not like this, you know, crazy spend type of guy. But I think my kids, at least so far, have a pretty healthy perspective where they're kind of going, it's not our money, it's your money, Dad.
You
guys earned it.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, you read these stories about some, I don't remember what state it was in, but the kid killed his dad because he wouldn't let him borrow the car keys.
Gosh.
It's like, hello.
I know.
What's going on, people?
But didn't you call your kids every morning and say, hey, it's not your money, it's my money? After a while, you start to remember that, don't you? No.
No, what do you tell me? You're spending their inheritance, you know?
Yeah.
It's weird because it's like, I never really thought also like my dad owed it to me.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't get that.
Which is kind of funny because you hear millennials being having this entitlement mentality too
exactly.
at the same time. But I don't know, that seems contradictory in some ways to how they view money. They don't want to take on as much debt, even though they...
Yeah. You know. But it's interesting, too, because most millennials, you know, they are very... I don't say altruistic, but it's like they want a purpose in life, you know, which is really good.
It's not
just all about money. So right. from that end of it, I really actually appreciate those millennials.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, it swung from gecko in the, you know...
Remember me generation.
Greed is good.
Yeah, exactly.
And the 80s and all that. So they switched.
I remember that. All right. Stay with us. The Best of Investing. We're going to be right back after this commercial break. Nam, I want to ask you when we get back a little bit more about the fund, if people wanted to invest.
Absolutely. Like,
what's it all about? All right. Stay with us. The Best of Investing. I'll be right back. Hi, listeners. This is Edward Brown, your host. I had a 40-year-old listener sign up for a $500,000 life insurance policy guaranteed not to increase for the next 35 years at a cost of only $51 per month. Holy smokes, that's less than $2 per day guaranteed for 35 years. Imagine, this is probably the last life insurance policy this listener will ever need to buy because the premium is fixed for the next 35 years and it is from a well-known, highly rated company. For your free quote, call our toll-free number, 888-912-1190, and make sure to leave your name and ask for a free quote. I'll get right back to you. Hurry, as I suspect these rates will not last long. Again, call 888-912-1190 and ask you for your free life insurance quote.
Have you wondered how the banks make all their money? Have you ever wanted to be on the bank side of the deal? At Pacific Private Money, our clients are doing just that. For over a decade, clients at Pacific Private Money have consistently earned high yields on their investments, earning returns of 7.5% or more, secured by primarily Bay Area real estate at conservative values. As most baby boomers know, it's important to earn consistent, above-market returns on your savings and retirement accounts. Let's face it, most of us are not on track to achieve the level of retirement income we'll need to fund the lifestyle we want. High-yield alternative investment strategies like Pacific Private Money's mortgage-backed investments might be just the thing you need to boost the income in your retirement accounts. Annual yields of 7.5% and more are not uncommon using these simple strategies. Join the thousands of Bay Area residents who have learned one of the best-kept secrets in investing today. For more information, call us at 415-883-2150 or visit our website at pacificprivatemoney.com.
Equal housing lender. License Cal DRE 01897444. All investments have inherent risk and your results may vary. The station does not guarantee nor endorse any investment strategy.
You're listening to The Best of Investing on AM 1220 KDOW. Once again, your host, Edward Brown.
Welcome back to The Best of Investing. Last time for today, I'm Edward Brown, your host, along with my co-hosts, Nam Phan and Patty Cohen. And fortunately for you, we don't have any more trivia questions on math.
Yeah.
Let's hear a sigh of relief on that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Nam, you mentioned about how if people listening can potentially invest and earn around 7.5% or 7.7% from last month. In what? How do they participate?
Yeah. So, by the way, it was 7.77.
Excuse me.
3.7 is very lucky.
Yeah. Wow. That's right.
1, 2, 3, 4.
So, how can people invest? Well, they can give us a call. But in terms of qualifications to invest in our fund, it's again, it's a mortgage debt fund. So, essentially, it's a fund made up of loans where we make to borrowers on residential, primarily residential real estate. How can they invest? First they have to qualify, so you have to be accredited. Okay. Accredited means you have to have $1 million. Two ways to qualify: $1 million net worth. Unfortunately, you can't include your personal residence in that. But if you have other property, or if you have, you know, a 401k, you're invested in stocks and you have cash or whatever, that cumulative amount, if it is $1 million or more, then you can qualify as accredited. Or you can also qualify if you don't have $1 million net worth on income. And that's $200,000 for individuals per over the last 2 years. So you have to show it on your tax returns. Or $300,000 as a couple, also over the last 2 years, showing it on your tax returns. So that's one requirement. The other one is a $50,000 minimum investment. Third is a hold period, which is 12 months. So essentially, if you invest with us, we ask that you stay in for a year. If you need to redeem before a year's up, then there's a 3% penalty. We've never had anyone redeem before a year was up. So when somebody says, you know, I need like to invest for 9 months, and we say, you know what, you shouldn't invest. Mm-hmm. Just hold off and look for another opportunity. Essentially, those are the three ways. And again, the return does fluctuate because the loans that we make and the rates that we charge change every month. You know, generally, no, not by a whole lot, because, you know, our portfolio is about 80, 90 loans right now. And in any given month, you'll have a couple of loans pay off. And at the same time, we'll add a few loans to the portfolio. And they all have different interest rates, so the interest rate we pay to our investors fluctuates a little bit. But it's stayed very consistently in the 7.5 to 8-ish range since inception, and that's going back to 2013. So again, if somebody wants to invest with us, give us a call, 415-883-2150, or you can go to our website, www.pacificprivatemoney.com. Also, stay tuned for the three events that we're going to have in October. Again, October 16th, 23rd, and 30th. Locations to be determined, but they'll all be, you know, geographically located in the Bay Area. And special guest would be Steve Moskowitz. And actually, we have a special MC, too, which we'll announce later on.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. A friend of the show, a friend of Pacific Private Money, and a radio personality that probably most people will have heard of.
So nice. I'm
excited.
Very cool. And Patty, again, how do people get a hold of you?
Oh, yeah. I'm a residential real estate broker with Compass, Patty Cohn, C-O-H-N. And I'm at 415-722-4842, bestmarinagent.com.
And there's a reason you're called that. It's because you're the best Marin agent.
So how many years have you been ranked in the top?
Oh, I just figured something out. I always say, you know, I've been doing this 30 years. I'd love to know, like, for listings sold, not buyers, just listings, not taken, listings sold. I did the math, and I have sold more listings than 99.4% of agents in the county.
Wow.
Wow. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Just on units?
Units.
Okay. I bet you on dollar volume, it'd be right up there, too.
I don't know about that. I didn't even do that. Okay. But, I mean, you got people that, like, you know, sell, like, 4 homes a year, and they do, you know, an average of $5 million.
Right.
That's, I don't compete with that.
No, but, I mean, it all added together.
Added together, true.
Are you mostly Southern Marin?
I'm all over the county.
You're all over the county.
That's
okay.
All right,
best Marin agent.
Yes.
We like that. Okay.
.com.
Here's our thoughts for the day. Life always offers you a second chance. It's called tomorrow.
Hey.
And accept that some days you are the pigeon and some days you're the statue. I like that. Tune in next week to The Best of Investing. We're going to be giving away more free prizes for answering trivia questions. Thanks for listening. On behalf of our team, I'm Edward Brown, wishing you the best of investing.
Okay.
So long.
You've been listening to The Best of Investing with Edward Brown. For more information on this program, call 888-912-1190. That's 888-912-1190. Or visit bestofinvesting.com. And join us again next week for The Best of Investing on the Bay Area's Business Leader, AM 1220 KDLW.
This radio broadcast is in no way an offer to sell securities except where applicable in states where we are registered or where an exemption or exclusion from such registration exists. Information discussed during this broadcast, whether stock quotes, charts, articles, or any other statement or statements regarding market or other financial information, is obtained from sources which we believe are reliable, but we do not warrant or guarantee the timeliness or accuracy of this information. Nothing in this broadcast should be interpreted to state or imply that past results are an indication of future performance. There are no warranties expressed or implied as to accuracy, completeness, or results obtained from this broadcast.